From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting, at least one and as many as three explosions shook the Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh about midnight local time tonight. Witnesses say many people are wounded, and the Saudi health minister tells the Reuters news service tonight that at least 50 injured people have been sent to hospitals all over the capital. Now, these explosions came on the same day that the United States closed its embassy and other diplomatic offices in Saudi Arabia, and that was a security measure to guard against fears of a terrorist attack. Joining us now from Riyadh is reporter Raed Kousti of Arab News. Mr. Kousti, can you just describe what you've learned?
We were able to confirm that it has been indeed up to three explosions that have taken place in a residential compound called Al-Mahiyya. That compound houses many expatriates, and it is located near the diplomatic quarters.
And what have you learned about injuries?
So far the number we are receiving, and we're still working on confirming that, is up to 100 between injured or killed.
Saudis, foreigners, or that's not clear?
Mostly, yes. The residential complex houses mostly foreigners, very little Saudis.
Okay. Now, the Associated Press tonight is quoting a government official who says that these explosions apparently took place after gunmen broke into this residential compound. Are you able to confirm that?
We are able to confirm that, indeed, there were gunshots that took place before the blast by a moment or two. Eyewitnesses close to the area have told Arab News that gunshots were heard, after which a loud blast occurred.
And I know you've gotten as close as you could to the scene this evening. What were you able to witness when you got there?
I'm right now, as we're speaking, I'm just about 300 to 400 meters away. Unfortunately, police, I wasn't able to go in. Police have completely sealed off the area. Helicopters are hovering from above. At least two dozen ambulances have gone in. Special forces units have been called in from outside Riyadh to beef up security in the diplomatic quarters.
And I'm just going to clarify, when you say special forces units, you do mean Saudi special forces units,
That's
correct?
That's correct.
And this comes on a day in which, as we said, the U.S. closed its embassy because there were fears of an attack. Did you notice any particular security precautions that Saudi officials took on this Saturday?
It was pretty much, the status quo was pretty much normal. It was a usual, normal fasting day in the capital, except in the south of the capital where a gun battle took place on Thursday between terrorists and police forces.
Raed Kousti is a reporter with Arab News. He's in Riyadh. Mr. Kousti, thanks very much.
You're welcome.